Chapter 2, Writing in the Biological Sciences Style Requirements and Related Concepts. The Functionality and Dysfunctionality of Style Requirements. Consider the style requirements, as well as good grammar, sentence and paragraph structure. Biological and medical literature should contain proper grammar and good sentence and paragraph structure. You should try to avoid excessively wordy sentences. Try to structure your sentences and paragraphs to maximize comprehension. However, perfection is not as easy as it is with non-technical writing or text written for the general public. Non-technical material often provides the freedom to eliminate difficult aspects of a topic, especially if it is difficult to explain in written language. This usually cannot be done with technical material, such as research articles and lab reports. Sometimes it is necessary to use sentences and paragraphs that are longer and more complex than we prefer to explain the technical material. Style requirements involve far more than the above, based on the way I am using the terminology. It includes the structure of a document, report, or article, such as requirements for an abstract, executive summary, headings, table of contents, etc. It also includes the type of wording used, such as technical or non-technical words, permissible sentence lengths, the passive voice or the active voice, or both, and many other factors. The style demanded by one publisher is not likely to be the same as another publisher. The same applies to employers, clients, and instructors. Style requirements are sometimes dysfunctional. Style requirements can sometimes be counterproductive for both writers and readers. That is, the requirements can interfere with the communication process. This involves style requirements that make it difficult to present information. Dysfunctional style requirements can sometimes make articles or reports excessively wordy. Dysfunctional style requirements might make documents more difficult to write and more difficult to read. Functional style requirements make a document easier to read and sometimes, but not always, easier to write. A style requirement may be dysfunctional to varying degrees when it restricts words, such as you, I, and we, or restricts the use of the passive or active voice. An unconditional requirement to use the passive or active voice, or any other type of wording, can also interfere with the communication process. This is especially the case with any type of technical or scientific writing. That is, it is often very difficult to describe technical and scientific phenomena in written language for readers that are not already familiar with the material. When certain words and the passive voice are restricted or unconditionally required, it might be difficult or impossible to write text that is easy to understand. The passive voice and style requirements. Most style requirements and English instructors condemn the passive voice. However, the passive voice is often required by scientific journals, lab reports, and other scientific documents, especially when explaining experiments. It is sometimes used in reports when the individual S who performed an action is not relevant. For example, the cells were separated from the growth media and centrifuged for 15 minutes. The passive voice is especially useful if the writer does not know who actually performed the task. Sometimes reports are written with the passive voice to avoid blaming someone for an adverse event, or when it is not known or unclear who is responsible for causing an accident. For example, the switch controlling the cooling system of the nuclear reactor was accidentally turned off. This sentence conceals the identity of the individual or workgroup who made the error. When the passive voice is used in a functional and skillful way, the focus is not on style requirements. The focus is on creating text that presents ideas precisely and clearly. This involves using the passive voice in sentences when it presents the ideas better than the active voice, and vice versa, without style restrictions. However, if we want to have our writing accepted by publishers, employers, clients, or instructors, we usually must accept their style requirements, regardless whether it is functional or dysfunctional. When the style requirements are dysfunctional, the best strategy often is to figure out a way of circumventing the dysfunctionality while adhering to the requirements. This can sometimes be done with careful selection of words and structuring sentences and paragraphs for maximum comprehension. This might require a trial and error process, and a number of drafts, until the best possible result is obtained. When dealing with dysfunctional style requirements, the best possible results may not be perfect. Summing up the passive voice in lab reports and scientific journals as stated above, the passive voice is often required in certain types of scientific writing, such as lab reports, and descriptions of experimental procedures written for scientific journals. These requirements can sometimes interfere with the communication process, to varying degrees. However, in some cases it may facilitate the writing and communication process. The important idea to understand is, sometimes the passive voice facilitates the communication process, and it might make the writing tasks simpler. However, sometimes the use of the passive voice makes a sentence, a paragraph, or an entire document difficult to understand. It can obscure the individuals who performed a task, such as the people who set up an experiment. However, this may be okay if such information is irrelevant. It is usually necessary to follow the required writing style, even if it is somewhat dysfunctional. In general, in scientific writing for formal journal articles, and for lab reports, it is best to use the passive voice when describing the methods, procedures, and experimental results. In other situations, it is probably best to minimize the use of the passive voice. For more information on this topic, see the following websites on scientific documents, passive voice, and related concepts. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.